Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. It is Monday, January 14th. We're back just barely, though, because it's very rainy and dark in LA.
I know.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I'm just thinking, you know, I love the rain, like I told you, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just starting to think, if I went to fucking Oregon and it was like this every day, how could you fucking live like
that,
right?
No, you can't. You'd be in depression.
Maybe it was for the best that I didn't end up going, right?
I mean, I was saying that from the beginning, but...
Yeah. No, I know, I know. But the weather's not everything, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And I needed to get away a little bit.
There's so many people that hate Los Angeles, but they're here because of the weather.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people move here for the weather, but you have to still like it here because it's a town that'll eat you up alive if you're not careful.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everyone. I hope everybody had a good weekend. How was yours?
It was okay.
Just okay.
Yeah, I went out and then I realized I hate going out, so.
Wow, how is that possible?
I don't know. I just didn't enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I went out on Friday night and it was okay, but like, everyone is just so annoying to me.
Yeah.
Especially since I wasn't drinking that much. So
like guys and shit?
Guys, girls, you name it. And then Saturday, I didn't drink that much either. Because I just haven't been on that like hard liquor tip lately.
Okay.
So like when you go out to house parties or clubs or whatever, it's usually just hard liquor. No one has like a fucking bottle of cab waiting at the house party.
Yeah.
And the girls that I went out with were all coked out and like...
Oh my God.
Drinking. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not into this. I'm good.
Good for you. I'm glad you're not into drugs, you know?
No.
I mean, some fucking people are like the whole life, you know, and it's a sad commentary because, you know, like kids today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want them to go out with your friends. You want them to go to parties, but they tell you the only parties are the ones with drugs and that's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Yeah.
Drinking and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you go, shit, you know, when I was a kid, we used to dance at the parties.
Right.
In the, you know,
had
somebody's
karaoke
home.
Machines.
Right.
Like, know? Nachos and dip, literally.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a kid's party.
Right.
Now when your kid's like, hey, mom, can I stay at so-and-so's house? You got to be like, oh, God, what the fuck are they going to be doing
exactly,
then?
You know? And it sucks, man. My son went to a party like that once and got beat up by these guys that crashed the party.
Mm-mm.
Beat him up because he was trying to defend this girl, you know, to protect her. But so that kind of sucked, man. But that's what the parties are like, you know. And then he didn't want to report it because. Then they would find out they were doing drugs and shit there. The police would.
Right.
So they just don't do anything, you know. What the fuck, man? What is wrong with this generation?
And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And it doesn't help that the shit on TV these days is just like crazy.
And internet and everything,
yeah.
You know? I mean, it's fucking up the kids big time.
Like the cable television shows that are TVMA are like completely for adults.
Yeah.
Like you need to be like 21 up. But
you've
got like 14, 15 year olds watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like even that show Riverdale.
Uh-huh.
It's like supposed to be based on like Archie the comic character.
Right.
But it's like all sex, all drugs,
yeah.
All like crime.
They're like grown up and stuff, right?
Like trying to get away with murder, which you really can't do in real life. It's just like all these shows are fallacies, but people are watching it and believing it.
That's true, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Archie was supposed to be the most innocent thing ever.
Yeah, no, he is kind of in the show.
Yeah.
He's fucking annoying, but...
I mean, the whole fucking series was just innocent, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, not really.
It was about kids in high school, right?
Yeah.
Trying to make it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But then there's crime and there's drugs and there's murder.
Yeah, well, they had to update today's culture, right?
Exactly. Because if someone doesn't get killed, it's not a good episode.
Yeah, we're not as innocent anymore.
Or
what
if
the
someone
fuck?
Isn't losing their virginity, it's not a good episode. It's all sex, like, and sex scenes on TV now are like full blown. Like it might as well be a porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How to Get Away with Murder, that show, one of my faves. Their first season was so much sex that all the actors complained about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they took, now it still has sex, but they took, because their scenes were so intense,
uh-huh,
that the actors were like, we don't want the show to be based on this.
Right, right.
We want it to be based on, like, what's actually happening. It was so much sex in the first season.
And it can make, I don't know, with me, it makes me uncomfortable when I watch it with someone else, a movie.
Oh, really?
And then there's, like, such a wild sex scene or something. I feel like I'm watching porn with somebody, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care unless it's, like, someone, like, if it's, like, my mom or dad, then I'm like, oh, this is sucks.
I know, let it be over already.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, they took, so they, all the actors complained about it, so there's less sex in the show.
Well, good, good. Let's have some story besides the fucking sex, you know?
Yeah, like,
sex is such an easy go-to, you know, when you make a
movie. Sex in the elevator, and sex when they get home from the party, and sex after someone gets murdered. It's like, okay, we get it.
But that's what people want, you know?
I know, it's true.
Everybody would like to have more sex, I think. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm not making any progress on the dating app. Mm. I got to show you the ones that send me smiles. I mean,
you did send me show me smiles.
No, but I showed you ones that were like new matches, so yeah. I wasn't looking over them.
Right, right.
But you should see the ones that just send me smiles or something, all right? I'm telling you, there's no way. They look like my fucking mother. There's no fucking way, man. I'm
so
just
basically, you
want to
date younger.
Well, yeah, but, you know, 45, 50, you know, not...
They're all going to kind of look the same at 45, 50.
Yeah, but not like at 55, 58. I mean, my age, nah. Listen, I'm no fucking spring chicken either, but if you talk about taste, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But you know what? Okay, let me put it this way. It's not the age, okay? It's the way they look. Okay, they don't come... The pretty ones don't come to me.
Okay, but the thing is, like, even if you catch a 45-year-old in right. 5-6 years from now, she's going to look like the people that are matching with you right now.
I know, but I'll be older, so. But no, I'm really thinking about it. It's not the age so much. I mean, I put a cutoff at 55. That's pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Okay.
You know, like 45 to 55, whatever the fuck, you know. So... Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just not getting very pretty ones. And I'm like, I could never have sex with them, so how can I possibly connect? Listen, when people are young, they all look good, man. Did you see this on Facebook now? They do that 10-year aging thing?
No, it's everywhere. It's on Twitter. Oh, it's on fucking Instagram. I literally tweeted this morning, I don't give a fuck what you look like 10 years ago. Stop posting it.
Right.
Because it's like, not, people aren't just doing one picture. They're doing like 15 pictures in a row. Yeah. I'm like, nobody gives a fuck.
Right.
Literally, nobody cares.
I know. But they always start those trends and everybody hates them. But people do. Mm-hmm. What can you do? Mm-hmm. Just let it be. You know, it's pretty weird.
It's very annoying.
Yeah.
I'm scared to know what I'm going to look like in 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm aging really well, though.
Yeah.
Like, I washed my face this morning. I put on moisturizer, and I was like, I look pretty damn young.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And not only that, but listen, I mean, you still got a long time before you look worse than you do now.
Yeah, like 20
years. Yeah, because people keep looking better, I think, for a while.
Right.
You know, like through their early 40s, maybe.
Right. Then, then around 42, 43, it all starts to go downhill a little bit.
Falling apart.
Yeah. So I kind of want to date an older guy so he starts looking like shit before me. So I'm like, think about cheating. I dare you.
Yeah.
I dare you to.
Yeah. But I mean, you're looking at 4 or 5 years. That's not considered older, you know? It's the same age group.
I feel like anything between 6 to 10 years older than me is pretty much is a lot older
than
me.
Well, 10, yeah. 6? Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Okay, but not 34.
No, 34 now.
Okay.
No.
34 is still your age.
Yeah. It is, basically. Like, we're the same age. Shut the fuck up.
Good.
35, you're kind of stretching it. Like, you're at that 5-year mark where you're like, right. You could be around my age or you could be older. Depends on your demeanor.
Yeah, well, from where I'm sitting, 34, 36, same thing.
37 is older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 30-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's 7 more years of life that you've witnessed and lived and breathed more than me.
Right.
And 7 years is a long fucking time. Just think how much happens in like 2-3.
That's true.
Let alone 7.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you're still the same generation. I mean, you're going to remember the
same things. Same shit, same songs, same shows.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like if you went with a
50-year-old.
Or 45 even, you know. That's 15 years for you.
Yeah, I don't know
if
I can do that.
No, no.
I think 45 is too old.
Well, it depends.
I think 40 would be my cutoff.
What if you clicked with someone? You know, that's what I'm saying. You never know. You never know. Never say never. But no, I mean, if you can't stay with someone younger, closer to your age.
I don't want someone younger. Yeah.
No, no. I mean, young rather than much older.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever happens. I'm sure you're going to find someone and then you won't care about the age.
Yeah.
That's how it usually happens. I mean, remember that Heather that was here with the older band? I keep seeing her on social media all the time, you know? And she's young. She's in her
30s. She's in her
30s. And this guy's in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she loves him. I mean, I saw them like in pictures kissing and it looks weird. It looks fucking weird. I don't know. When you do it,
but
it feels
honestly,
good.
But honestly, she has a lot of work done. So
you think so?
Yeah, 110%.
Oh.
She had a lot of face work done, I could tell. If she didn't have that face work done, she probably would have looked older.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you're talking like, what, a 20-year difference maybe? Less?
Yeah.
Maybe
a lot.
15, 18 years.
I couldn't do
That's
that.
That's a long time, yeah.
I don't care if we emotionally connect. It's too much of an age gap for me.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Like you literally so would meet my dad and like be best friends with my dad. That's
I know,
weird.
And the kids. Yeah, and the kids and the kids are like fucking her age.
Yeah, like I can't. I don't think I could do that. Mm-mm.
But she loves it. She loves it. So go figure. You know, you can't comment on love like this because it happens.
Yeah.
People fall in love.
I mean, I'm not knocking anybody's happiness. I'm just saying I don't think I could meet someone in their 50s and be like, this is the guy for me.
Nah.
I wouldn't even allow myself to get to that point.
No. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like you wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Nothing.
Right.
Even music-wise, like your whole playlist is like probably shit I've never heard before.
Right. And vice versa, too.
Like, it's not going to work.
I know. It's like I go to the new songs, new releases, and I'm like, who the fuck are all these people?
Right. Even so sometimes I'm like that.
Yeah.
And I'm only 30. Like, sometimes new music comes out, I'm like, who is this?
Right. I know. So you have to keep going back 90s, 80s, 70s.
Yeah.
And that's where I belong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. But there's still what I like about Spotify is it'll introduce you to even older songs that you never heard before. And you go, wow, how could I not have heard about this song all my life?
Mm.
You know, from like 30 years ago.
Right.
So I like that, you know. I went and bought a karaoke machine.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But like, who are you going to sing karaoke with?
Me. I mean, I love singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I've had it before when I lived with the kids and everything. But no, now that I'm going to have a house, I can jam, you know?
Yeah, right.
Because in an apartment, you can't really sing loud.
Yeah, I would.
Well,
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't want people to hear me. What the fuck?
The walls in our building are paper thin too.
Yeah.
Like I literally feel like I can hear the conversations in the next apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus it goes through the windows, you know. I mean, you live up high though, right?
No. Floor 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cuz then people on the street can hear. No, I just don't want fucking complaints, and I also don't want people hearing me while I'm still bad, cuz let me tell you, I realized a couple of things.
Yeah.
First of all, karaoke's come a long way. So what you can do is if you get the right machine, you can connect your iPad to it.
Right.
And then you get all the songs you want. And,
right.
I mean, there's like a Spotify services for karaoke.
Yeah, so it's
so
like the beat,
monthly.
But no music coming out, basically.
No singing.
No singing, yeah.
Right, yeah. So, but you get the lyrics also, like a video that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I paid $15 a month or something, and you get all
for
the
Spotify.
Songs. No, this is not Spotify. This is a separate service that has only karaoke songs.
Oh, $15 a month? Suck my beep.
Yeah, well, but you know what? How many would you have to buy if you bought discs? You know how much money it would cost you? One would cost you more than that.
See, I would be like, I'm good. I'll just go to like
Saddle
Ranch on
Okay,
Mondays,
so
Wednesday
there
night.
You go. But we're different in that way. I'll pay for products, okay?
I won't.
I know. That's the difference in your generation.
Yeah, we're
man.
Like, well, we're going to Saddle Ranch.
You grew up with everything for free, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not the way it works. Listen. To me, $15 is nothing to get all the songs I ever want to be able to sing. But at any rate, so let's put it this way. So I started. Now, let me preface this by saying that I've been singing since I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I love singing. Also, but what I found is now with, you know, being older, not exercising your vocal cords all right. these years, smoking, you know, both yeah. weed and cigarettes and stuff, it'll fuck up your voice. There's no doubt. So I'm like starting to sing all these songs I love and I used to sing, and I go, what the fuck? I can't hit the high notes. I'm off pitch. And it started really getting me like down.
Oh, okay.
I thought, what the fuck? I'm not gonna be able to sing again.
Yes, you will.
No, listen, and I keep singing and I know I'm good. And I mean, I recorded myself with actually a band.
Right.
And it's perfect, you know. But I realized a couple things. First of all, mm-hmm. rock music is all very high. They sing very, very high.
I'm not a huge fan of rock music.
Yeah, well, I am.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So,
that.
Like, and especially 70s, 80s, that is my period, they used to sing really high, all the songs. So it's like you can't fucking sing it, period.
Right.
So then you start, and then you realize that your range, my range has decreased because, you know, I can't go that high anymore. And, but, you know, I thought, what the fuck, man? I should give up on this. So I went to my mom's house yesterday and I told her about this. She's like, well, then just take the machine back. And then I realized, you know, what the fuck kind of parenting is that? That's probably how she taught me when I grew up. Like, just throw away the toys and go home, you know, rather than fucking deal with it. I said, Mom, what about me going and getting voice lessons and working on my voice and improving it and keeping the fucking machine?
You sound like my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's like, I get what she's saying. Just return it.
No, but I don't want to give up. That's what I'm saying. I want to sing better.
But sing better for what?
For myself.
Okay. So yeah. Then just enjoy the fact that you're singing.
No, but it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, when you put it...
I'm like really embarrassed to myself not to be able to hit a pitch.
Yeah, but what if you can never hit a pitch ever the same again? Are you just going to be dead?
No, I'll just... No, so let me tell you. So what I realized is, and I always wondered, so why is it that when I sing Israeli songs... I don't have that problem.
Right.
Because they're much lower.
Right.
They're not that high. So they're perfect for my voice. But, you know, now to start getting higher is very hard. So I really have to find songs that are good. And then, so you enjoy the whole song. Suddenly there's a fucking couple lines where you go really high. Right. I'm like, what the fuck? It ruins the whole song for
okay,
me.
Okay, so maybe you just can't sing high.
I know.
Okay, so then just pick
songs. But all the songs I love are high. That's what I've tried.
So you're torturing yourself, basically.
I am, man. Yeah. My voice was really, my chords were really sore yesterday, my vocal cords. But no, because I'm not using them correctly. I'm going to fucking go to a voice coach and learn how to exercise my muscles there and to be able to sing better.
Right.
Because I've always been proud of the way I've sung. I mean, you know, I would like date girls and they would just want me to sing and play the guitar for them.
Right.
All day, you know. So, and you know, not just anybody would go and sing. I mean, look, there's people that sing karaoke. They don't give a shit. They can't sing.
Yeah, yeah. That's like but when you go to Saddle Ranch.
When you can sing and then you go and you fuck up, then it's embarrassing. You know, it's not
and
fun.
Like nobody who's watching you knows you fucked up because we're just like, oh, look at this nobody, guy.
Yeah,
karaoke.
Nobody even fucking listens.
Yeah, like at all.
But you can't help but the people that are off key when they sing, it's awful.
Yeah,
it's fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, so it's really not. I mean, I don't do it for other people. That's why I got my own thing, so I can sing without having to play. Get a band. Together to play,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you can focus on the singing. But no, I mean, to me, it's like, it's really, well, not like an orgasm, but
yeah, right.
I just mean, it's really like powerful for me to sing. It puts me in a certain mood, you know?
Yeah, I feel like so, everyone has kind of that something that make is quote unquote therapeutic for them. And I feel like right. singing is probably for you.
Yeah. And I really get into the music, the instruments, the arrangements, the mixing and all that stuff. So I really appreciate the music.
Right.
That's why I'm a perfectionist when it comes to that. But listen, this is probably the least of our problems. They were playing some interviews on Howard Stern this morning, just asking people, what is one thing that you didn't expect to happen when you're old? And people are saying, well, pain's here, pain's there, hair growing everywhere, hair this, hair that, and, you know, and like all these illnesses and shit. And you go, fuck, that's true, you know?
Right.
What the fuck, you know? With my mom last night, we were talking, and I see her, you know, not doing much. She's right. in the wheelchair.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Why do we have to get to that point in life? You know, so you remember the people in the at their worst before right. they die, right?
Right.
Because when you after somebody dies, you really remember them more recently mm-hmm. than you do. You know, so it's like my dad. I still remember him as being sick and everything.
Right.
But why? You know, what the fuck?
I know.
You know, it's not.
But it would be weird if it was like Benjamin Button status, and we all came out old and then died as babies.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, you know, I can understand dying and everything, but why go through life like that? That's not really life. Where people have
that
to
is
fucking,
part of life, though.
Yeah, but people have to wipe your ass for you. You're not really
living,
contributing to anything. Yeah, you're not really living, but it's not in our hands. It's not up to us, know. You know? So you go along with that. Some people kill themselves, but I don't think that's a good way out.
No, my mom said that she's going to do it the Native American style way.
What's that?
You just go to the woods and you like die
and
in the woods.
Disappear.
Yeah, basically.
Whoa.
Like no food, no water. You just go into the woods. Wow. And then my dad said he wants us to pay for a killer, and he's gonna rent out a mansion for the day and be taken out like Scarface.
Okay, cool. A mansion.
So I'm like, Dad, we're gonna go to jail for that.
Yeah, no, they're gonna do an investigation.
I wonder if it was in somebody's wishes to do that, if you would be allowed to do it.
No, you'd not be allowed to do it. I mean, even assisted suicide is illegal in most places.
So, like, if you went to the cops and like, listen, my dad wants to be taken out, Al Pacino, and I'm standing next to my dad. Like, can we get this done? Can you guys shoot him at the top of the mansion, not in your cop uniforms? They wouldn't do it?
I don't know.
If we sign like legal documents that this is what he wishes to do?
No, it doesn't matter. He doesn't decide the law. You can't kill people.
I always wondered
even,
this.
Even suicide is illegal. It really is, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't do about suicide.
No, they don't put you in jail if you don't succeed, but...
they put you in a mental institution, though. Mm. When my cousin tried to kill herself, really? She was in a psych ward for a grip. Yeah.
Well, it depends if someone commits you to it, you know, but...
I wonder how... For me, and it's like touchy to touch on the subject because I just don't understand it. I just don't understand how you can't like... Like any day that I wake up, even if I'm not having the best day or things aren't working out, I'm like, God, like I'm so happy to be alive.
Right.
Like every day could always be better.
Right.
So I never understand how people get to the point where they're like, I have to kill myself.
Well, I'm telling you, it's like I've been there many times in that place. And all I can tell you is when your brain cells are not firing correctly,
right.
You don't feel pleasure. Mm. And if you don't feel pleasure, that's fucked up. And then
all
you
want
to do is... Like, you can't enjoy anything. The things you used to enjoy don't interest you anymore.
Right.
You just want to fucking die, man, because it's like almost like physical pain. That's how painful it is when you're fucking depressed, that clinically depressed.
Right.
And, yeah, I guess it's hard to imagine when you haven't been there.
No, I haven't, yeah.
You know, I mean, to me right now on meds, I kind of forgot what it's like to feel that, but I remember having felt that, you know, to the point where... Just let me fucking die, you know? I mean, why do you think so many depressed people feel that way? Because that's what happens to you when you're chemically fucked up.
But how do you get chemically fucked up?
Well,
like, how do you get like that?
The brain misfires just like any part of the body could. You know, the chemicals in your brain don't work the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And look, there's areas in your brain that are responsible for the pleasure.
Right.
You know, and if you don't have that... Then you don't have that will to live
right.
that we have.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, you know? I mean, I've definitely been depressed before, where I could like sleep all day long. But in that moment of time where I'm depressed, I've never been like, I'm ready.
But
to
how?
End it.
But how long were you depressed?
Like a day.
That's what I mean.
Like a day.
I'm talking about clinical depression.
Shit, it's like, why are you even depressed, girl?
Right. So that's not depressed. That's blue. That's sad. Whatever.
Yeah.
But depressed is like 3 months of like that every fucking day.
No. I never go more than like a day or two. And then I'm like, stop feeling sorry for yourself when I snap out of it.
Because, you know, it's not the chemical thing. It's more like situational, what happens to you.
Right.
And most people, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal not to be happy sometimes. But this is totally different when you want to fucking kill yourself, you know? I mean, look at Robin Williams. He killed himself because he didn't want to get old and sick and have people take it. It's noble, but still, I mean, you cause a lot of pain.
I mean, he did it in such a... I feel like if that's a real reason for you killing yourself, you could have, like, maybe staged it so your family benefited from you being a a selfish piece of shit at the end of the day.
Stage death? What do you mean?
Like, maybe just been in a car accident or something.
Oh, come on. People can still figure it out.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, what? There's suicide by cop. Did you know that?
Yeah, when you, like, purposely, like, try to rob a bank and you wait for them to show up, like, exactly. Just take me out, man.
Exactly. That's suicide by a cop. It's a pretty sure thing.
Yeah, he should have done something like that.
Yeah, wave a fucking toy gun at a cop. And
instead
dead.
Of, like, stabbing himself with a pen and then hanging himself with a belt. Like,
yeah.
Come on, your family's going to find you.
Yeah, there's hardly any way to go away nicely or decently, you know? I mean, maybe pills, but still, you know? People find you, you know, maybe you fucking defecate you, whatever. Ugh. I don't even want to think about
me
that.
Either.
But yeah, it's terrible. I think, you know, as depressed as you are, there's got to be somewhere right there in the corner that you can hold on to say, I can't hurt the people that love me that much.
Yeah.
You know, you're hurting other people.
Right.
But the thing is, when you're that clinically depressed, you don't care about other people because you don't care about yourself either.
Right.
You
like that story of that girl, this always gets me. She was like a star hockey player at her college or whatever. And her parents noticed that she just wasn't herself when she started doing college. And she went to the top of a parking garage and jumped off the like fourth or fifth floor. I don't remember the floor, but it was high. She landed on the bike rack below. But she left everyone in her family gifts before she died in the parking garage. And it's just like, for me, I'm like, how do you do that to your family?
Right.
No explanation, no nothing. Like, you didn't tell. And I get it. Some people who are depressed don't know how to, like,
express it.
Yeah, express it. That's why people push, like, the suicide hotlines and stuff. But a lot of people aren't using them.
Right.
Because they probably feel like losers.
Right.
Calling. And I don't think anyone should feel like a loser. But, hey, listen, I need help.
Right.
Somebody give me some help.
Right.
But I guess.
But I remember feeling like nobody can fucking help me, you know?
Yeah.
Usually it's after a long time you tried medications with doctors, shrinks, whatever, and nothing works, you know? And you go, fuck this.
And that's another thing, too. I think a lot of people don't want to ask for help because they don't want to be on medication.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a million things, you know? But fuck that, you know? That's the least of your problems to be on medication when it can make you feel better, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So today, LA County teachers are on strike, leaving 600,000 students in limbo. Now, normally,
so they don't have to go to school?
Well, I think they still do, but many of the parents are not going to send them. They're going to have subs and administration people.
Yeah, teaching the classes.
Yeah, teaching the classes and stuff. And fuck, man. Did I tell you I used to be a sub once?
I was a sub once. They
really?
Fired me, yeah. Oh.
They almost fired me. I mean, I'd use some words sometimes.
Yeah. It's a horrible job.
One time I'm like, well, would you stop bitching? And everybody's like, ooh, you can't say that. I'm
you
like,
you can't
what?
Say that. You're going to get in trouble, sir.
And one thing I did not consider. I'm getting you fired, sir. You see, I became a sub because I wanted to be a full-time teacher, but it took a while. You had to work for a while, blah, 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 whatever. So I thought I'd be a sub, but one thing I did not consider is that when you're a sub teacher, when kids get a day with a sub, they don't want to learn.
No, they want to chill. It's party time.
Exactly.
Anytime I was in middle school or high school and there was a sub, everyone was like, yes!
Right?
Yeah.
So that's why nobody behaved, and I was like a fucking cop in there, just trying to put everybody in order.
Well, I subbed twice. It's subs for kindergarten, and I got lice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I got lice.
Really?
So I was scarred, and then I brought it home. So like the whole me, mom, Gaddy,
oh, God.
All had to like sit there with the shampoo and conditioner on. It's disgusting. And then I substitute high school. And they all recognized me from Bad Girls Club.
Really?
And I had to get escorted out of the building early because so many people were freaking out.
Wow.
And then they fired me. They're like, no, you can't work at any of our schools anymore. I'm like, all right, fair enough.
Wow, what the fuck have I done?
Not my fault that I was on a show 10 years ago.
Exactly. It's not like Playboy or something.
I know.
For crying out loud.
No, but like people were like leaving their classes and banging on my classroom door. Like, can I please get a picture?
Really?
I'm like, this isn't cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So my teaching days were very short.
Yeah.
And I don't have the patience because I'll tell a little kid to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And especially if they're one of those kids that's like a smart ass.
Right, right.
You can tell it's like a bully on the playground.
Uh-huh.
Like, nah, we don't have
you
patience.
You want to cut them down to
size,
right?
Yeah. Like, I will literally make you feel like a small little bitch because you're acting like one right now.
I know, and you can't fucking do it.
Like, I see these videos online and stuff of like kids treating teachers like
yeah.
they're terrorists.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, if anyone, if I ever was in a classroom and saw a kid behaving like that, like, you're getting your ass whooped.
Yeah.
Like, there was a teacher, he looked like he was maybe in his, like, late 60s.
Yeah.
Glasses, look super frail. And, like, this little black girl just gets on his desk and is like,
oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Thing. And I'm like, and he's not even reacting. He just gets up and walks out of the classroom. But can you imagine being in that position where you can't do anything as a man or a human being to, like, defend yourself from a kid because you end up getting in trouble.
Right. Yeah.
Even though the kid's acting like a little monster.
That's what I'm saying. You know, teachers have the hardest fucking job ever.
Yeah, and they don't get paid.
They don't get paid. And then you get the fucking athletes and fucking rappers that make billions of fucking dollars from what? From nothing.
Yeah.
And teachers put their fucking lives and everything, and we put our kids in their care, and we're not paying them. That's why I'm generally against strikes, and I hate strikes because it's like like extortion, you know? Right. You hold people hostage because you want a certain thing.
Right, right, right.
So I just, but this time I think they're right. You know, they need, and they're saying it's not even more pay, but hire more teachers.
Right.
They're saying 40, 45 students a class. That's a lot.
That's a lot. It used to be like 20, 25. Right. Now it's like a lot.
So, yeah, so obviously there's no budget for that, and I need to ask why.
Right. How is there budgets for everything else, though?
Yeah.
Like, money is, at the end of the day, just paper.
No, it's not paper.
Yes, it is.
It represents a lot of power.
No, I get that, but I'm saying, at the end of the day, for teachers and stuff, they should be able to be paid more because it is just paper.
But it's not just paper. Listen, money is more than the paper it's made on because it represents the trust in the government. You trust the government to honor that piece of paper, but that piece of paper will buy you things, and the more you can buy, the more power you have.
Right, right. Think no, I get it. That.
Yeah.
But if the government has money to build new highways and do all this random bullshit that's really unnecessary at the end of the day, you can probably afford to pay your teachers more.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, goes without saying.
Right. You know? Or your cops more, or your firefighters more, or basically anyone that makes the world a better place.
There you go. And none of them make good
no,
money.
No,
you know?
All of them, like, what do we
because they get paid by the government.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And where do we look up firefighters? Like a high paid one is $66,000. That's nothing.
Right.
That's nothing.
For what they do? Shit. Yeah. Cops too.
Well, fuck cops.
Why?
I hate cops.
Yeah, your generation. I don't know what it is, man.
I don't. I've just seen too much shit.
What would you do without cops, though? What would you do without cops? They fucking keep us alive.
Dude, when I got beat up.
Uh-huh.
Like a couple Halloweens ago, it took them 3 hours to show up. They're a joke to me. And then when I go to press charges, they're like, hey, listen, like, we have assault and battery charges from like husbands and wives that is worse than this. Like, we're
right.
I'm just gonna tell you that you're wasting your time.
Okay, so that's,
I don't take you seriously.
But that's because
they're not making the world a better place. They don't care.
But they have to go by their policies, and that's what their employers tell them to do. You know, they're like, you can't mess with this fucking small fight when you have people being murdered. You know, there's only so many cops. So, you know, don't use that experience. I mean, look, when I was younger, I got pulled over a couple times and stuff. I never hated the cops for it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, look, they do the fucking job. What would you do without cops? You know, this weekend we were driving and suddenly the traffic is just slowing down to a complete stop. And you see people trying to get out of the freeway and you could see the cars are on for miles. So we just escaped the freeway too. And we realized what had happened is they stopped the traffic for hours after there was a police chase and they shot the fucking guy.
Oh.
In the middle of the freeway.
Oh, like he got out of his car?
Like he got out of his car because he crashed it on the side.
Did he
Somebody
die?
Took a video of it. You could see the cop shooting him twice.
Is he
and
dead?
He falls. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are people thinking?
I don't know.
Like,
man.
I just don't understand.
All I'm saying is that
suicide
cop.
Suicide by cop.
But yeah, I'm saying that cop better have had good reason to shoot him twice, man.
Yeah, because one bullet to like the shoulder would have been fine.
Yeah.
Or the kneecap, something.
But they don't know. You know, if they have a gun, they're armed dangerous. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to take chances.
Right.
But I don't know, man. You know, there's always bad apples, like they say. There's always going to be bad cops, like there's bad everything.
Right.
But I think as a whole, I respect cops. I don't know. And they're a lot more professional than in some other places in the world where just they're really a joke. Yeah. They don't do shit.
No. And there's like so many racist cops too. And I'm like, I don't see how you could like wake up in the morning and decide that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
When you hate a majority of people that live in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like for me, it's like, how could you even be a cop?
Right.
Like you took an oath.
Yeah.
And
my question is, who goes to become a cop?
Yeah.
And I think usually it's someone who wants to feel in power.
Well, that's scary, Sam. How about we get some people that want to save the world, you know?
I'm sure many of them will do.
Like, my roommate is dating this guy who's a cop. And I was like, I would never personally date a cop.
Yeah.
Like, I would never.
Because you don't have good view of them.
No, not only that, they have power.
Yeah.
So if he, like, beats the shit out of me, him and all the cop buddies are just going to sweep it under the rug. And no one's going to believe me. Oh, no, he's
possible.
He's a dedicated uniform officer. I don't give a fuck. He beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Somebody help me, please.
Yeah. Shit.
Like you said, a lot of people want power. So can you imagine being in a relationship with a woman and you're already abusive? Now you got a uniform to go with it?
Yeah.
That's scary shit.
I know. I'm sure it happens, but not that
it's in
much.
Movies a lot.
Yeah.
That's where I learned it. I learn everything from the movies.
Good. When you get your news from fucking Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, literally. Yep. Every day when I see a news article, I'm like, that's terrible, what's going on in the world.
That's terrible. But so you know about this post with the egg?
Yeah.
You see that one?
She beat Kylie Jenner. The egg beat Kylie Jenner in most liked picture.
That's unbelievable, right? How did they manage? I mean, they wanted to create a fucking viral thing. They did.
Yeah, I think it's just funny. People thought it was
funny. Because it was the idea, right?
Well, I think it was supposed to represent the fact that there's so many egg accounts on Instagram.
Oh, I see.
This is what you look like. Oh, I see. This is you.
Without the picture, you look like an egg.
Yeah.
All right.
Like meaningless, pointless.
Right.
Yeah.
So then they just figured, okay, let's see what kind of a picture we can do. Yeah. It could have been anything, really.
No, and I think it's funny because it's just an egg.
No, but I mean, I'm saying it could have been really anything inanimate like that. And then you say, okay, let's make it more popular than Kylie Jenner, you know. Mm. So it's like, what the fuck, you know, they can do it. If they want to do it and people are up to it, they'll make it popular no matter what happens.
Right.
But it just happened to be an egg. I mean, what's so significant about it? I don't know.
Right.
World record egg is the account. So they set out to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they beat it, did they?
Kylie Jenner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yep.
Because let's see. They say that she had 18 million.
And that has almost 20.
Really?
The egg, yeah.
Wow. 28 million.
Okay, went up overnight.
That's as of now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. Because although Kylie can be famous, she's not that famous. But with an egg, anybody can fucking be involved in that.
Yeah.
You know, just press like on
Kylie Jenner is very much that famous, though.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone on this planet knows who that is.
So she's like tops on social media now?
Yeah.
It used to be like Lady Gaga, wasn't it? At one point she had 12 million.
Lady Gaga has like almost 40 million followers.
Yeah.
But I think
I'm talking years ago. Yeah.
I think Selena Gomez might be the most followed person on Instagram.
How many does she have?
Hold on.
And what about... So what about Kylie Jenner? We said she has how many followers? We don't know, right?
Okay, so Selena Gomez has 144 million followers.
Oh my God, man. That's half the country.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
And then Kylie has 123.
That's pretty close to that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Lady Gaga has like 40 or 37 point right. something.
And they're also the ones making the most money, right?
Yeah.
And there go your fucking anonymous teachers making nothing.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's possible in a fucking modern country like this, but it is. Always boils down to politics, of course, which we do not touch on this show. but PG&E, which are the utilities company where the fires were.
Right.
They're announcing bankruptcy now because they estimate the lawsuits to exceed $7 billion in claims. And I'm not surprised. I mean, my friends already have a fucking lawsuit ready.
Right.
You know, because what happened is people that lost their homes in Paradise, I guess lawyers contact them and and try to see where they can, you know, make a few bucks.
Right, obviously, yeah.
But my friends are really justified. They had a business, and imagine losing all the files you had.
I feel like
had.
Everybody's pretty much justified for that fire.
Right, right. So
all those workers are about to be out of a job. Too.
Yeah, everybody is, yeah. And nobody's going to get a fucking dime from all these lawsuits, because where's the money going to come from?
I thought when you file bankruptcy, they got to pay those lawsuits out, no?
No, what if they don't have the money? That's why they have a bankruptcy.
That's awful. Yeah. So all those people are just going to get nothing?
Yeah, if they don't have money. They'll liquidate it, meaning they're going to sell off everything. And then whatever's left of that, they divide it among the creditors or, you know, whatever in this case.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-mm. So sad.
I know. So, yeah. So that's the fucking... And everybody predicted it. I mean, how can you withstand something like that? You know, there's no way. You're going to... It's more money than anybody can fucking pay.
No,
you know?
Yeah. Especially if the homes were... Each home is probably worth like a... Let's just say, like, each home was $1 million.
Right.
How many homes actually burned down? Probably, like, over $1 billion right there.
You mean the value of the homes?
Yeah. Not including everything inside of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, it's the stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but...
I can't believe it's raining all week. I just can't get over it.
Yeah.
My roommate's leaving to go to Chicago tomorrow.
Oh, okay, well... They can report the weather to you.
No, I already looked.
What about you?
Snowing all week.
Yeah, what have you got any contact with him?
Yeah, every day.
Any commitment for the ticket
yet? Yeah, 24. Oh, so the 24th, next Thursday and Friday, I'm not here.
Okay.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah. Well, we'll be rooting for you while you're there, you know?
Gotta be rooting for me when my anxiety is through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just realized, like, because I was thinking about it, I'm like, I have nothing to pack.
Yeah.
Like
clothes.
Yeah. Like,
you don't have winter clothes.
Yeah. And, like, when I go to Boston to visit my family, it's easy for me because I have a twin sister who wears my size. So, like, I can just throw on one of her jackets she isn't wearing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I have nothing here that is appropriate for winter weather.
Yeah.
Like, not a goddamn thing.
Well,
like,
you better get something. At least get a big coat or something, you know?
Well, I wrote a couple brands that I work with, and I was like, I'm going to need those packages this set this week. Thanks.
At least that. What the fuck, you
know?
Even if
something.
You don't make money.
I'm trying to switch my page around, though. I'm, like, trying to get at least, like, work with them. Like, okay, let's do 1 month trial if you like my posts, and starting next month, I'm going to need you to start paying me. It's a lot of work to take pictures. And to have professional pictures, you need to get paid so you can pay the photographers. No one's going to do it for free.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll see. But yeah, I have no idea what I'm going to pack. Even my roommate was talking to him last night, and he's like, I have no idea what to bring to Chicago either. And I'm from there. So.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's going to be freezing there, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck. We're definitely not dressed for it here.
No. I'm cold today, and it's like 58. I'm not prepared for 15 degree weather.
Yeah.
And like a wind.
Wind chill factor too.
Yeah. Because my roommate was like, it'll be 30 degrees, but it'll feel like 10 degrees because of the wind.
Yeah.
He's like, you'll literally step outside and feel like you died.
Yeah. I mean, cold wind? Fuck. That's hard.
And I'm a baby. Like, I just can't handle it. Like, I shut down when I'm cold.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Wow. It's going to be so exciting.
Well, that's the kind of weather I avoided moving. But no, I mean, it never got that cold there. But still, wind, cold air, fucked up.
Yeah, and I hate wind. Like, I can deal with cold air if there's not like a big gush of it coming by me, you know?
I know, if it's just standing still, right?
Yeah. But if it feels like you're walking through a tunnel, yeah, I can't handle it.
I know.
Mm-mm.
Fucking crazy. Wow. So, what else did I want to tell you? What was it? Well, I want to tell you, you know how much I love my Diet Coke and everything, mm-hmm. right? So, I realized that one of the hosts here comes and he fucking takes my Diet Coke. And I really get irritated because, look, we have a million fucking water bottles here. And
but when what you if he go likes visit, Diet Coke?
No, but if you go visit someplace, okay, there's one can of Diet Coke, you don't fucking take it.
Well, okay. There's one, but usually you have more than
You're not
one
even
there.
Supposed to go in the refrigerator. You can ask for water. Not you, but I mean...
Oh, no. But when, I'm saying, I know if I...
When you come to a radio station and shit, you don't start fucking taking whatever you want.
I don't know if that's true.
I do.
I feel like if there's a fridge...
Yeah.
In an office with a door that's open, I would assume right. that anyone could take anything in the fridge.
You can, but not... not anything.
Okay, but let me tell you
How
this.
How come nobody else does and a million people go
Because a lot of people don't like Diet Coke. They like regular Coke.
But some people do.
Imagine if that was regular Coke, you'd have none in there.
Bullshit.
Yeah, everyone
I'm always telling you, the stores run out of Diet Coke before they run out of Coke every fucking time.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you, more people love Diet Coke.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying if I walked into an office and there was like five or six Diet Cokes in the
right.
fridge.
If there's
I
that many, okay. But one?
No, I mean,
you know,
I
the last one?
Yeah, I wouldn't even take the last water
okay,
bottle.
Okay, so he did, okay? And I'm like, no Diet Coke. I said, please put it back because I found out he did last week. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Have some fucking, at least ask.
Did you say
at
no?
At least ask.
Did you say no?
Yesterday, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, how did he respond?
I told him, I said, this is not my Diet Coke. I said, you know, it's mine.
Oh, my
That's
God.
All. Yeah. I never do that. But with that, it's like, you know how important my Diet Coke is. He took the last one. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, like last one in general? I feel like you have...
But the last one last night. That was the last one. I just brought some in this morning.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm telling you.
Do you think he'll never?
I know
take
what
one
I'm complaining.
Again?
He never will.
How did he respond?
He's like, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I know. I don't feel good about it, but I don't like when people do things that I wouldn't do. Like I would never do that
but
without asking.
Oh, I mean,
I would ask.
I would probably ask too. I'd say, hey, do you have something to drink?
Right.
And when they name the options, I'd be like, oh, well, can I get the Diet Coke?
Right. But if they know that they can go in and always get their water, then they go get their water. You see Diet Coke there, a lone one, and there's not like a lot in the room here at all. Why take it? I mean, it's obviously we give away water, not Diet Coke.
But maybe he thought that you gave away Diet Cokes too. Because sometimes I would just assume that, like, if there's a fridge and there's multiple stuff in the fridge,
right.
but like multiple water, multiple Cokes, I would just assume, okay, those are for guests/hosts.
I don't know. Then they started. Oh, we see you have liquor in here and all this. That's what happens when people go into your shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what can we do?
Yeah, put a sign. Don't open.
Exactly.
Don't open this fridge.
Don't fuck with my shit.
Don't open this fridge. I'll give you what you need.
Exactly. One thing
waters.
I don't like is when people touch my shit.
Please don't ever get Arrowhead ever again.
Well, that's what we get. I mean,
no, you had like pretty decent water before.
Well, it keeps being different. I think there's also
you switch it up all the time.
I think there's Dasani in there now or something.
Dasani, you said?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What?
That's I hate Dasani, yeah.
Okay, then you tell me which one is there. I don't know.
Just get the regular one that you get with the
blue. Because nobody ever says anything. You're the only one.
Water tastes so different.
Okay.
For sure. Arrowhead, like, I'll get through it if I can squeeze, like, 20 lemons into it. Dasani's just disgusting all around, even with lemon in it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would never notice.
Just get, like, the Crystal Glaciers. Like, you can literally get a 48-pack for $2.
No, I mean, we do. You saw how many we get here.
Yeah.
We get fucking...
Yeah, your whole office is water.
I know. I mean, the drivers probably go, what the fuck? But since we have so many people walking through here,
yeah,
you know?
Water's necessary.
So we are
sure.
generous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, but we do.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the show for today.
Yep.
Thank you for going through the drive in the rain today. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm sure you would appreciate it if I texted you saying we're not going in today. But no such luck there.
No, I
Because you
I
see,
don't
once
care.
I'm up, I'm glad that I woke
Same.
Up, you know?
Same.
Because if you stay in bed till 11, 12, it's like, fuck,
You
man.
Wasted your day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. Stay dry. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.